If only one question I had to have for you, forget everything else, I'll ask you this question. And I'll keep asking you. I'll keep asking this question. I will see the one in whom this question fully happens. If your existence is merely to satisfy your projections, to want something, to want some special effects, to want some object, to want relationship, to want success in the material world, to want to learn a few supernatural tricks, then this is different. But if it is within you to discover your own Buddha nature, your own Christ consciousness, Krishna consciousness, your own self, then you cannot turn away from this question. Everything is in this question. Everything else is secondary. There is no need, no criteria to try and feel like everybody else, to try and see that all the world is one. There's no need for this. That may be revealed spontaneously by itself. Don't work for it. Only find out who you are. Now, can you be the idea you have of yourself? Your education, gender, nationality, that which is affected by the planets, can you be this? And this discovery is available right now. Even the allowing of the question is doing its work. Without the help of your mind, it's doing its work. Is there enjoyment for one who is free? Of course there's enjoyment. Enjoyment is not the monopoly of the mind or ego. Your entire being is synonymous with joy. But enjoy being free at the highest level. One is only enjoying oneself. At lower levels, you're enjoying, you need some object to enjoy, something to enjoy, some relationship to enjoy. And that's fine, because that's also joy. But at the truest space, the self is enjoying itself. Manifested as all of this, but even without tying itself to any objective or any goal, this joy which is not about something, the joy which is synonymous with being, the joy of being. In fact, everything is the joy of being. Even the sense of the joy of becoming arises out of the joy of being. Only one who is free is not pursuing this. Does not have to go even to other. Even the sense of other is seen as it is still the same one. It is my hope that as you listen, that somehow it brings about intuitive recognition within your own self. Not collecting information, I'm not interested in information, but somehow that through recognition, there is a filtering out, a combing out of that identification which is the cause of all that noise, all confusion comes out of this. To show you, you have never been that. Just this is imagined in ourselves. We learn so many concepts which are not in service to the truth that we are. This is all. What will be the outcome of this recognition? Unbroken silence and stillness. Unbroken joy. Such joy that even has space for sadness to appear in it. For the play of irritation, momentary anger can happen in it. But they cannot linger in it. Because it is the unbroken joy of being. Even now, here, it is revealing itself. Even now, here, it is breaking through its own imagined boundaries to reveal itself to itself. entire being is synonymous with joy.
Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? Is this love that I'm feeling?
One is only enjoying oneself.
I wanna love you every day and every night.